This is my family farm, so I grew up here. My parents planted the trees, and last year my husband and I moved back to Tasmania from Adelaide, and now we're all business partners together.
Oh, cool. And obviously you can hear some noise in the background. That's walnuts being processed. You've just finished up the harvest. How did it go this year?
It was a good harvest. The quality is excellent. Yield down a little bit. But we're very happy with the nuts that we've got.
Yeah, and so do you know roughly how many you managed to get this year?
Around about 5 tonnes.
Yeah, and how does that compare to previous years?
Oh, look, our best ever would be around 10 tonnes, but we usually sit around the 7 mark.
Where do your walnuts go? Are they sold to local businesses or what happens to them?
Most of our walnuts are sold in Tassie. To a lot of gourmet grocers, places like that. Some are in shell. We also have a cracking plant here, so we sell walnut kernel under our Coaldale label, and we make pickled walnuts too.
Pickled walnuts. And so what's the process of actually making those?
So pickled walnuts are the green fruit of the walnut before the shell has started forming inside. So we pick those in January. And we brine them, and then we pickle them in a local apple cider vinegar from Lost Pippin, and some sugar and spices. It's a secret recipe. I can't tell you more than that.
Oh, yeah, 11 secret herbs and spices, something like that.
Something like that.
And so what are they good with? I've never heard of pickled walnuts. So how do you serve them?
So we often will slice them up and put them on a cheese platter.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few local wineries serve them on cheese platters, so they're really excellent with the different types of cheeses. But we're trying to get a little more experimental. I made some pickled walnut quiches the other day, and they're great crumbled over scrambled eggs. And I'm experimenting with some beef and venison dishes with pickled walnuts.
Right. That sounds fun. You get to just experiment with things in the kitchen and call it work.
Yep.
Yeah. And so how's it been? I don't know if you know these sort of answers to these questions, but how has it been across the board for walnuts over the last couple of years? What have been some of the things you've had to wrestle with most?
Blight is always an ongoing issue for us, particularly when we have really wet conditions in spring. That's something that we need to manage. Cockies are an ever-present threat. We have good success with a gas gun with cockies, so they're not too much of an issue, but they're always hanging around. But in terms of the market, it's really growing. People are becoming more aware of buying local, starting to move away from the Californian walnuts that you often see in supermarkets and really seeking out the Australian product. Walnuts are a really great source of plant-based protein. So from that perspective, it's growing, and people are becoming more aware of the health benefits more generally. So, you know, high omega-3s and minerals in great food.
Well, I imagine as we see an increase in the popularity of plant-based diets, walnuts have sort of gone up with them. Have you seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. And walnuts in particular are a really versatile food. They can be used in recipes from pasta and risotto to cakes and biscuits and desserts and salads. So we're really lucky to be working with such a versatile and delicious product.
And so I didn't ask as well, what's the size of the orchard you've got here?
We're relatively small here. We've got 1,500 trees and that's over about 10 acres. We also work with another local grower a bit further down the Coal Valley. He sells us his crop as well. So we've got lots of beautiful Coal Valley walnuts that last us the whole year round. So our customers have a year's supply.
And they store well?
They store really well, particularly in the shell. So we crack year round. So we crack to order. Our nuts are always pretty fresh.
Okay, and how do you crack on an industrial scale? Because I'm only familiar with your little handheld ones you can do on the couch with Grandpa. What do you guys do?
We've got a specialised machine that we imported from France that's specifically for cracking walnuts. So it's got several steps throughout the process where it cracks the walnut, and then it gently removes the rest of the shell, and then we have a manual sorting process just to make sure there's no bits of shell left.
And how effective is that? Because it sounds like if it's got sort of like the main crack and then it's sort of going over the little bits to, and you guys are going over it at the end. How good's the machine?
Well, it's great. We love it. It certainly beats cracking by hand.
I mean, and I imagine that would be fairly labour-intensive as a alternative.
That's right.
And when you're harvesting, do you have much of a harvest workforce, or do you most of it yourself?
Yeah, we employ about 4 people across the month that we harvest, as well as 3 of us.
And how have you gone about finding those people this year?
We mostly use labour hire. It just gives us a lot of flexibility, and we get people who are familiar with working on farms, different farms usually, many walnut farms, but they're pretty flexible.
Mm. And I suppose, what's your hope for the business in terms of the next sort of 5 years? What do you hope to see it become and grow to?
We're excited. We've got too many ideas.
That's a good position to be in.
Yeah, very much so. Pickled walnuts are really growing in popularity as people discover what they are. It's still a mystery to a lot of people, so we try and get out there and do tastings and things like that, and we get a really great response to that. So we'll keep growing our pickled walnut production. From a business perspective, that also gives us greater diversity in product. It means that we're getting a product off early in the season. So if we did have a bad season, we've got an alternative product already there to sell. And we're also part of the Opening the Gate agritourism program. So we're looking very seriously at moving into agritourism. We already do a few farm tours, but we'd like to grow that side of the business.
And what might that look like? Is that about having sort of visitor accommodation on site, or is it about having a little restaurant or something like that?
Look, we're just focusing on giving people an interactive experience where they learn how a walnut grows and how we harvest and process it. They get to try our product and taste the difference of a Tasmanian-grown walnut and taste those pickled walnuts as well. And we find that people really love just being on the farm, experiencing a walnut orchard and learning about something a little bit different.
And for those who don't know, what is the taste difference of a Tasmanian walnut?
So with our cooler growing season, we find that the flavour is much sweeter and creamier. So if you're used to a bitter flavour in walnuts, you won't taste that with a fresh Tassie walnut.